Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, thank you so much. As always, I like to begin these episodes with thanks. Last week, I talked about the role of faith in my business. That was an episode I was asked to do, and I really appreciate the feedback. You guys were very kind and gracious in the way you received that, so thank you so much. If you didn't get a chance to check that out, you can find it everywhere. But as always, thank you for watching, listening, subscribing, liking, commenting, all the things. I appreciate it a ton. If you notice that the lighting is a little different and my voice is a little bit more subdued, it's because I'm actually recording in a hotel room. We're in Hampton, Virginia for my daughter's state finals of Winter Guard, and I didn't get a chance to record my episode at home, but we had a break here in the hotel room. So actually, you know what? The lighting is not bad at all. I'm just trying to keep my voice down. I don't want to be booming and bugging the people next door. So, but the question I have for us is this. Is your business teaching pigs geometry? And what in the world does that mean? Well, I'm presently reading a book, and I'm going to pull it up here. I want to make sure I get the author's name correct. I'm reading a book called One to Many, and it's a book about putting on effective webinars and seminars. And the author's name is Jason Fladlien, F-L-A-D-I-E-N. And if I mispronounce that name, Jason, I'm very sorry. But the book is about giving effective seminars and webinars and having them actually be helpful to the people who are attending, but also convert into clients. And as I've mentioned many times before, at Capitalize Marketing, we're a very much an educational marketing company. We give lots of seminars, and I think we did six last month, and we've got two or three scheduled this month. I've actually had a 1 week break from seminars. I'm actually going to have a 2 week break by the time it's done. And I actually find that refreshing. It's giving me a chance to retool some things. And that's why I'm reading this book. Because even though I'm very comfortable up front, I'm very comfortable giving seminars, and I'm thankful that we can get a crowd to attend, I want to be more effective in being helpful and delivering to the people in the crowd. And I also want them to convert, because obviously I would like people to sign up for our Capitalize Your Best programs. And so I'm trying to understand that. And he uses that phrase about teaching pigs geometry. Now, he used it in this context, then I'll share with you what I mean by this, and then we'll get deeper into the podcast. But he uses that phrase in reference to if all your seminars do is educate, but they don't convert, then you're teaching pigs geometry. Because he's saying, well, then all you're doing is you're giving them a piece of information that might actually help their business, but you're not actually transforming their businesses, which is what you offer doing. So I had to ask myself, is that what I'm doing? And I think that's a very harsh description for it. I would never call the people who attend my seminars pigs, of course. But the question is, are we being ineffective? And I thought, well, what does that look like? And I think a company is ineffective in two ways as reference to this. So what would it mean if your company is teaching pigs geometry? Well, I think it's either you are missing your ideal target, like you don't have a target client and you're not actually speaking to them, or two, you're not actually converting your seminars into potential clients. You're not actually in the long range helping them. So what does it mean for your business to teach pigs geometry? Well, it means that your business is either missing your ideal client, or you're not actually converting them into clients. You're not helping them in the long run. Now, I have mentioned over and over again, and if you have anything to do with the Capitalize Your Best program or even our free content at the Capitalize Your Best group, I talk a lot about creating an ideal target client, an avatar, an ideal customer, that when you create content, you have them in mind. You are speaking to them. You are working towards a specific customer, and you're letting them know that you have a particular set of skills. I know I sound like taken there. You have a particular set of skills where you can help them. And when you have this target client, when you have this ideal client, you have this avatar that you speak to, then your marketing becomes more focused and it has a better chance of landing on the ears of people who want to do business with you. And the typical objection to this is, well, if I do that, I'm going to miss out. I want to serve everybody, but you can't serve everybody at Capitalize Best. We say all the time, target everybody and get nobody. Target somebody, get everybody. Like you've got to speak to an ideal client, and then you'll get at the people in the peripheral. For example, let's say you're a realtor and you are a military relocation specialist. And if you speak to that audience, you're going to get clients from military relocation, correct? But then what happens is people on the outside see that you're effective and will reach out to you and say, well, do you also work with people who are non-military? And you go, yes, of course. For example, at Capitalized Marketing, 60% of our clients are in the real estate industry. That's realtors, agents, mortgage lenders, insurance, and that kind of thing. But we work with tons of people outside. So even though I speak to the real estate industry, for the most part, we still get clients from the trades, from medical, coaches, and that kind of thing. We speak to one audience, but we get people outside of it. So when you in your business are not speaking to a target audience, you might very well be teaching pigs geometry, which means that you're not actually effectively communicating and no real change is taking place for the client or for yourself. So one, if you're not speaking to a target client, you're teaching pigs geometry. Secondly, in your business, in your marketing, and in your speaking to them, if you are not converting them to clients, you're teaching pigs geometry. What that means is, if you're not actually going from the process of marketing, and that marketing could be your social media, it could be paid ads, it could be Google Word ads, it could be seminars. If the works that you're doing for networking, even if your works you're doing to market and tell people about your business, if it's not converting to sales and new clients, then you're teaching pigs geometry. You're missing the mark, and no long-term effect is happening. For example, when people say, hey, we're in a slump, and listen, I get it, Capitalized Marketing has had slumps before. And if you're doing all this, if your day is full of all these things, but it's not converting clients, you've got to ask yourself, am I doing the wrong things? I know people that go to dozens of networking meetings, but rarely have clients. Then you've got to ask yourself, am I doing the right thing? More than likely, you're wasting your time because it's not converting. You might say, well, after a while, it's going to turn and convert. And it might. You might go to enough networking meetings to finally get a client. But you've got to ask yourself, am I using my time wisely? Can I point it somewhere else? I mean, when we started the year off, we had a slow start to the year. We usually have a slow December or January. We had a slow January. Okay. Now I had to ask myself, am I doing the right things? And I was like, well, I'm keeping up my social media, I'm keeping up my seminars. Am I not doing them well, or do I need to put my energy somewhere else? For us, it was a combination. We realized we needed to divert our energy a little bit in a different direction. And then, two, we needed to hone our message. And so, for me, after January, February, March, and I've already given, I don't know, 12, 14 seminars, and we got clients out of it. But I'm like, am I getting enough clients out of it that these seminars are an effective way to gain clients? We know that we're actually teaching people somewhere here and there, but are we making a long-term lasting impression? Are we helping them achieve their goals? So if I keep doing seminars and keep doing seminars and I'm not gaining new clients, I'm teaching pigs geometry. So part of the reason I'm reading this book, part of the reason I'm sitting down in this 2-week break to analyze, hey, how we're doing. So what I want to do, what I want you to do is ask yourself, is your marketing speaking to, and in the efforts of your business, are you speaking to your ideal client? If you don't have one, you're teaching pigs geometry. If you do have one and you keep missing the works, you keep missing the mark, then you are teaching pigs geometry. If what you're doing is not converting into sales and making a lasting impression on your clients, then you're teaching pigs geometry. Those are the two things I want you to focus on. Do I have the right target client, and am I speaking to them? And then when I'm speaking to them, does it convert to clients? If those two things are not happening, you've got to adjust one or both. Maybe you need to adjust your target audience, or maybe you need to speak to them more specifically, and then you need to make sure it's converting to sales. Otherwise, your business is teaching pigs geometry. So for us, we had this little 2-week break in terms of seminars. We got tons of other activity going on. This is my chance to hone in. Am I continuing to speak to my ideal client? And the work I'm doing, is it converting? So for me, really what I'm doing a lot of follow-up on my seminars right now. And the goal of that is to convert. And so the last two clients I've signed are clients that I have been working towards for months and months and months. And now I'm doing follow-up on all the people I've spoken to in the last 3 months. My goal there is it's converting the clients, but my goal there is to shorten the cycle between first contact and close. That means, am I following up with them? Am I doing my sales presentation correctly? That's all part of the process. If I'm doing that incorrectly, I am teaching pigs geometry. So I really hope this has been helpful, my friends. Again, check out the book, One to Many. Please, if you want to know more about this information, join the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. I put videos in there every single day, lots of tons of educational content. And as always, if you want to reach out to me, you can just go to capitalizeyourbest.com. The button on the left is going to let you set up a personal appointment with me. Button on the right is going to tell you about our personal coaching program. So guys, I hope this has been helpful. I hope it gives you something to think about. And I really look forward to talking to you again next week. Guys, thanks so much, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.